Welcome. This is Awakening Plus, and it is April 5th, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, here with my beloved...
With me.
Mickey Salat. So, thanks for everyone who's here. Wow, it's jumping. We got 16 folks here already. That's fabulous. So, uh-oh. I have a suspicion that nobody was hearing me until just now, because that mic somehow got turned off again. So, let me do a sound check, make sure... If you can hear me strong and clear, please type yes in the chat box. Otherwise, type no. There's a yes, 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 yes. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So I got to get the tech.
Good.
All right. So today is group healing. And the way this works is we're going to set the sacred container. And once the container is set, we will have you all first call in embodied awakening, like we did last night if you were here, and we'll kind of get you all set up, and then we'll together do the healing invocation, and everyone will get what they need. The nature of how this works is, with this many divine allies in the space, each person is going to receive a unique healing, and if you're doing it live, of course, you'll get that healing live, and if you're on the recording, the great thing about the recording is the allies are present in real time, no matter how long after the original call you listen to this, and you'll get the healing you need every time. You can come back to the same recording repeatedly, and each time you should get a different healing because you're a different person then. So that's the way our archive calls work. So that's how we're going to... So again, this will not involve any individual person receiving a healing as the focus of the group. Everybody gets it at once in this kind of call, and that's why we can open this up to a large number of people. Anything you wanted to say before we jump in?
I already said hello. Hello to everyone who I have not had the pleasure of saying hello to yet.
Sweet.
Hello. Hello.
Alrighty. So, if, you know, ideally we're anticipating this call running anywhere between 60 and 90 minutes. If you do need to leave the call, whether you're live or on the recording, just sort of ask to be released from the field that you're in, and you can make a gentle departure, and it shouldn't disrupt anything. So, and we do ask, if you are doing this, to please give it your undivided attention, not only for your own benefit, but because everyone who does this influences everybody else across time and space, and therefore you're blessing not only your own experience with full attention, but everyone else's experience too. Alrighty.
That's true.
So, we can call the directions together, and then you can call in whatever you want, and then I'll call my stuff and get it all set up. How's that sound?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds great.
Do you want to set the pitch for the Mesa call-in?
Pachamama, Mama Kia, we're a Kocha Inti Kwichi.
I call myself to myself. All timelines, all lifetimes, all dimensions, all realities, calling myself from dream space, calling my future self, calling myself to myself. Calling in Archangel Michael, calling Metatron, Amaji, calling in the Angels of Light, calling in my well-won ancestors, from all lineages, come, please, please come. Come, calling Hawk, and hummingbird. Calling the higher selves of the golden serpent priestesses. Calling in Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, and Kuan Yin. Ninikina. Oh.
Thank you. Feel good already. Mm-hmm. Additionally, I call in my own maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, maximum embodied Christ consciousness, maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ano Bhagavan and the spiritual teachers at O&O Academy, and call Yeshua, Babaji, Saint Germain, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, and Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us with your energy and help hold the container. Thank you. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Durga, Devi, Lakshmi. I call our elemental allies here at this property. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Mitchell. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Bear, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song, Zachary, Moo, West, Deborah, Thesa. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please join us. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. We are that we are. Let there now be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that the only beings and energies that enter here are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is.
So it is.
Okay, we're good. Alrighty, so now, again, it's a two-part process. We're going to start with the embodied awakening invocation, because the more awake you are, the more effective healing becomes. And then once we've got that, which will only take a few minutes, we'll call in the healing, and then each person will individually receive what they need. Again, this will be very gentle. We're not going to do any rattling or drumming. This is just the divine beings working you in whatever way it serves you best. So what I need to say prior to doing the embodied awakening invocation is brief. This is going to call your higher self to merge with your physical body. There's four key benefits to this. One is your daily reality has a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much, you just know what to do intuitively much more, and there's more bliss. The best way to describe this process is as a metaphor. Instead of you driving the car, that's the ego slides to the passenger seat, the divine drives. The ego, however, can take the wheel back anytime it likes. If you don't like the way your divine is driving, you can immediately take the wheel back. The divine steps out instantly, no fuss, and you're back in control. So if you're not accustomed to this process, there's often a little bit of anxiety. Oh, do I want to give up control of my body to my higher self? Just know that you got it back in an instant if you want it back. So there's really no risk here. You can try this on easily for size and not sweat it. So the way we're going to do this is with an 8-word invocation. I'm now going to preview that invocation. You do not have to memorize it. We're about to say the following words: maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. And you're going to speak those words to your own higher self. If you would like to do that, I invite you to repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening.
Maximum embodied awakening.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Now let the words go and rest in passive breath awareness. Simply let the breath do whatever it wants. No breath control. Just feel it come and go. Wherever in your body it's easiest to feel the breath come and go. A few tips that will help you do this easily and have it work well. Please do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. Please do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be passive, just feel your breath. If you become distracted, and for our purposes right now, a distraction is anything other than passive breath awareness, let that distraction be exactly as it is with no resistance. However, it's an uninvited guest. You don't have to give it any further attention. Therefore, you relax back into your breath awareness. And you do this very gently and very persistently. And that's the entire instruction set. So I invite you now to just relax into breath. Relax. And as you rest your attention in a non-mental focus, it leaves lots of space for your divine to give you what you asked for. And even now, you might be noticing a shift in body perception as the divine saturates you with itself. It's also going to be very mindful. It's not going to bring your awakening in any faster than you can comfortably receive it. So the more passive you are, the more you relax, the more you don't try to help in any way, the quicker and easier it'll happen. You can't awaken yourself from the ego, but you can receive the awakening as a gift from your higher self. Okay, I'm feeling a fair amount of unnecessary effort in the field, and that does slow things down, so let me help you use less effort. We're going to discover how much effort's actually needed, and we're going to do that first by going to zero effort. We're not even going to focus on breath. For a moment, simply exist. Just be. and just allow. As you continue resting at zero effort, I'd like you to notice if there's breath awareness automatically arising without having to try to have it. If there is breath awareness at zero effort, please stay at zero. If there is not, then I invite you to add a very tiny amount of effort, about like the touch of a feather. Barely enough effort to feel the breath. The less effort that gets the job done, the better. See if you can find that just enough amount of effort. And again, if zero is all you need, stay at zero. That's feeling much smoother. So let's just, many of you have already attained it. how you know that is that four things are simultaneously true. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And it's effortless. It totally holds itself. If you're there, just chill, hang out. And the vibration you're holding is going to help everyone else get there. This is true whether you're live or on the recording. So just hang out in your embodied awakening, and we'll let everyone else catch up. There's still a little bit of extra effort in the field. It may be coming from the live callers. It might be coming from the recording. Again, I invite you to notice once again, could you use less effort and still feel your breath? If in doubt, go back to zero and then only add effort if necessary. Let's really minimize that effort for breath awareness now. Much smoother. Well done. That feels nice. Most or all of us are in that state now. Good job. FYI, later, if you don't already know how to maintain this, you can go to astroshaman.com and click invocations on the menu bar, and you'll see a post that will tell you how to keep all this going. And if I remember, I'll try to mention that at the end of this call. But for now, we're in embodied awakening, so now it's time to bring in some healing. Again, the reason we set up the embodied awakening, it makes the healing work better. So, just as we invoked embodied awakening, we're also going to invoke healing. As soon as I drink some water here. So, before I describe the invocation, let me just give you a sense of what might happen. When you invoke maximum healing that serves highest good, the higher self is going to stir up in you whatever doesn't serve you, whatever layers next, and it's going to flush that away. It might take it out through your hands or your feet. It'll feel like sort of a liquid flow leaving the body. Sometimes it goes out of chakra. Sometimes the heavy energy doesn't even leave. It transmutes to love and light, and it integrates. And your higher self will totally handle whatever will serve you best. By the way, it's super important to know you're not going to get overwhelmed. I have taught this healing invocation for over 9 years, and not once has anyone ever reported getting overwhelmed. The wording of the invocation does not allow it. So if you've got some major heavy-duty trauma in there somewhere, just know that you're not going to hit with it all at once if that's too much for a single round. Your higher self will subdivide the layers and will take as many layers as needed to clear it over time. The metaphor that describes this process is the great onion of consciousness. At the core, you're simply divine love and light, beautiful white light. around this, as you've had unhealed wounds and traumas. Each of those places a layer around the core, and the layers build up over time, over lifetimes. And this process takes those layers out one at a time. And each time you peel a layer, you, the human part, is just like outside that onion. And every time a layer drops off, you perceive more light from the core. And thus, every healing well done becomes a deeper awakening. So I've really nutshelled that. But you can learn more by, again, going to astroshaman.com and clicking invocations. And the second of the two posts you'll see on that page will go deeper into this metaphor. Alrighty, so I think that's sufficient explanation. Of course, we'll keep you posted as we go. So now it's time to do the healing invocation. Again, it may have some intensity. There may be some challenge. You do have to feel it to heal it, at least somewhat. But again, you will not get overwhelmed. And this is a great opportunity for the incredible healing power of your own higher self to assist you. So let's go. If you're ready to do this, then please repeat after me while speaking to your higher self. Maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Let the words go, please. Now, if at the moment there's nothing particularly challenging in your field, either physically or emotionally, then just rest in breath awareness. That allows your divine to do a multi-layer healing. It can work you simultaneously, physically, emotionally, mentally, psychologically, and spiritually all at the same time. It can do a whole bunch of healings at once. So if nothing is particularly challenging, then just go to breath awareness. However, if you're noticing in your body that there is a challenging emotion or a challenging physical sensation, whether it's recent or chronic or whatever, I invite you to place your attention wherever that discomfort is strongest. And the job there is just to give the pain your complete, unfiltered attention. In a sense, you're merging with the pain with your awareness. And what this does is it shows the divine, you're saying, I need you right here. So as you hold awareness in that spot that's uncomfortable, and then gently rest perception there, just holding awareness only. Again, very important, from the ego, not doing anything to heal it or change it. Simply holding awareness. You're just shining the spotlight. Then the divine has the maximum liberty to take it out much more effectively than you could be doing with your own ego-based efforts. So I invite you to do that if there's something strong in the field, whether it's emotional or physical. If not, again, passive breath awareness overall will then let the divine, you know, do whatever cleanup is going to serve you best. So keep it simple. Just either feel breath or feel the uncomfortable sensation and let the ego's job stop there. As before, we're going to use the minimum effort needed to hold that awareness. So if you're not sure, then try using a little less effort to hold that awareness. And if you still feel it at all, that's plenty. So from this point forward, everyone's having unique experiences. If Makisla or I feel inspired to speak something into the field, we will. But there also may be prolonged periods of silence. So just relax, let your process run, and Makisla or I will speak if so inspired. I am being guided to raise some singa, which I will do without narration. So just know if you hear some sounds, that's me doing a process that's going to give kind of extra support for the healing that's going on. And I recommend just resting with eyes closed. Give your full intention to your internal process.
I'm sensing a lot of anxiety in the field. Asking our higher selves to help us to clear that. Or to transmute it or integrate it. This is definitely an anxious time.
Again, I invite you to keep it really simple. Either hold awareness in the breath, or if you're feeling an area of challenge, hold awareness in that area of challenge. Nothing more.
For us to heal, we must be willing to let go. Are you willing to let go? To let go of that anxiety, the worries, strife. Just noticing. We have a very strong and very gentle healing field in place now. Again, just a reminder to relax, allow the healing to be done for you.
Some of you are experiencing arising peacefulness even as the healing proceeds. That is the nature of this process. As that outer layer of the onion falls away, the light begins to shine through even as the process is early. And thus, the challenging energies will still be present even as the bliss or good feeling starts to rise. Just allow the process to run. As heavy energy releases from you, just let it fall down into Mother Earth. This is a treat for her, so you are blessing the earth by letting your heavy energy be absorbed into her. If your body wants to shake or vibrate, if you need to cry or vocalize, if your environment supports that, please allow that. Let your body do what it knows how to do to support any release that you need. as the field evolves. Some of you are noticing that your bodies now feel more like energy than flesh. That's normal for this process. Some of you are also beginning to blend into a group field. And if you're noticing that happening, just allow that as well. Most people notice that at this point there's dual awareness. You're still aware of your individual human self, and you're aware of the group blended field. And both points of awareness can comfortably coexist. While that's not happening, don't worry about it. Just stay present with whatever's happening for you. Again, resting either in breath, or if there's a significant catalyst, a strong challenge, then just rest your attention wherever that challenge is in your body. We are co-creating this healing field, and know that whether you're live or on the recording, your relaxed attention to this process supports not only you, but everybody else, regardless of whether they have done this process before you, at the same time as you, or after you. So know that just by giving it your best effort, you are serving many others as well. There's some wavering in the field. I invite you to, if you have become distracted, to just return your attention to either your breath or the challenging sensations that you're experiencing. Thank you. Use the minimum effort needed to hold your attention. The field has gotten really bright. My sense is many of us have completed our individual healing process and we've come into a lovely divine state of consciousness. If that's true for you, then just rest in that. The more people we have holding the space, the better. And I'm also being shown that the healing we're doing here for our individual selves is absolutely serving the collective. All of us are linked. What any one person does subtly affects everybody else. So know that by allowing your own healing to take place now, you uplift the entire planet and beyond. The allies are calling for a shift now. We're going to do an additional invocation, just four words. In a moment, we're going to say the words, highest good be done. And whatever most serves you, whether it's continued healing or some other inner experience, that's what will come. So I invite you to repeat after me now, speaking to your higher self, highest good be done.
Highest good be done.
Then just relax. If you're still mostly in your physical body awareness, continue breath awareness. If you still have a strong healing happening, hold your attention wherever that sensation is strongest. Or if your main experience now is energetic, then I invite you to rest your attention in the energy that you're experiencing. And allow. We're beginning a very slow transition back to greater physical body awareness. Just allow whatever proportion of your awareness naturally wants to be in the body to be there. And whatever percentage of awareness that wants to be in the spirit realm, let it be there. Please do not try to control this. Just let the proportions shift as your divine sees fit. It feels like a grounding point, doesn't it? So I'd like you to notice that they have completed this round of work. However, if you're feeling anything like me, you feel very different than when we started. You're in your body again, but the body feels very different. It may even be that your physical body feels almost entirely like energy. So just take a moment, notice what your current perception of your own physical body is. Again, if you have a significant proportion of divine awareness, when you're your higher self as the primary consciousness in the body, then the body just feels more like energy. Okay, well done, folks. So we don't know if there will be a second round, but what I do know is that they're now wanting us to open the floor to any feedback. If you have a question, a comment, you can either raise your hand or type it in the chat window. If you'd like to raise your hand, if you're on a larger screen device, and one already has, then at the bottom of the participant window, there should be a little box that says raise hand. Or if you're on a mobile device, there will probably be three dots near the bottom, and tapping those dots should open the raise hand option. So right now I see that Anjuli has raised her hand, so I'm going to unmute her. I will have to unmute you. So here we go. Anjuli, how you doing?
Hi. I have been doing meditation work with you for about 4 years now, and it never surprises me how often one just comes out of the blue and bombards me with wonderful healing energies. It just has me shaking like crazy the entire time. It was when you did the Singha, it just started going out of control. And then just about the time Makisala mentioned that the anxiety levels were huge, I was tapping into my own, not only reactions to recent events, but like what felt like these childhood trauma level things coming up, and just feeling them course through the body was incredible. Wow. I just felt so much deep, deep layers of the onion peeling off today. And it was fantastic. I'm just reeling. I feel like my whole body is just like liquid light right now. And it's beautifully potent today.
Yay. Yeah. Well done. Thank you for that sharing. Anything else you'd like to say?
That was it. Just thank you.
Wow. Thank you for having such a great experience and benefiting everyone else with it too.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing.
Hi. Thanks, Anjuli. So let me close her hand.
Oh, they made the buttons bigger.
Yeah. We have the floor open for anyone else who would like to speak. Looks like some people have unmuted themselves. So if you have done that and would like to speak, then please speak up now.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, thank you so much. It's nice to see you. I haven't been connecting for a while with your meditations, and I'm wondering what is your perspective on what's happening currently, maybe you on Earth, I mean, with the virus and all. Mm-hmm. Maybe you already spoke about it before, but I never heard.
Okay.
And also some channelers, they shared this idea as if something is changing now a lot about the service that people do, especially people who channel different light beings and so on, as if there is a drastic change in the service. Like some people maybe move on with their mission, maybe as if there is like a big change about the mission, and some previous ways we used to do it are not valid anymore or something
right.
of that sort.
Right.
So I really want, it would be great to hear your your perspective on that.
Okay. Would you like to address that, and then I will? Do you have anything you'd like to share about that?
I can just share what I'm experiencing with that. You know, we are, of course, transitioning. We are the new Earth. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, and it only makes sense that everything eventually is going to switch and change. The way that we heal, in the nature of the calls like this, will slowly change. I think that the ways that we have always done things in spirit is evolving. And that means that for you to sit and figure out for yourself what is your truth, what is true for you in this time. Sorry, I never know where I'm supposed to look.
At the camera.
Sorry about that. Anyway, I'm just not accustomed to speaking on a camera. Thank you. Thanks for bearing with me. But, so I think it's best to stay in a constant place of flux and flow. And openness. And you just never know what will happen from moment to moment. I think we are definitely changing from dimensions. We are going from 3D to 4D. And the energies would support that change. And finding in yourself, what does that mean for you? I think that's what's most important. What that means to you may be different in some way than what it means to me, because it has your own flavor. Your own flavor of the nature of the work you're to do. And that is beautiful and it's perfect. So that's my take on what's happening right now.
What she said. I have a little to add as well. So with so much flux, I think it actually is a good thing now to be all fluxed up. couldn't resist. So I actually, in yesterday's post for April 4th, 2020, on my astrology blog at astroshaman.com, I wrote a Jupiter-Pluto conjunction interpretation that was nearly 3,000 words long, and I went deep into the answer to your question there. So I recommend you refer to that, but I will give just a little bit more answer here. We light workers have been waiting for a long time for the shift, and I believe it's happening now. I think the coronavirus came to bring things to a screeching halt in the external world so people would have more time to look within. It's been a massive pattern interrupt, which is exactly what is needed to make a shift in consciousness. It did something we wouldn't have believed possible. It brought the whole world to a stop for the most part. So yes, there is death happening, and no, death is not final. Those who are transitioning out of their physical bodies, their soul is just fine. They're moving on to the next leg of their journey. Consciousness never dies. It just changes forms. So, you know, it's helpful to have that perspective when there's a lot of death going on. Those people probably had a soul contract to leave at this time, and everything's in perfect order. In terms of those who are here, the last round of plant spirit work I did, I got a strong message. And even before that, that you are not to look to external authorities anymore, Benjamin. You're here to work from your own inner guidance. And I was really involved in a path that was really awesome, and I was loving it. But they said that it is a great path and it's not what you're here to do right now. You can bring elements from it, but it's not your main thing. So, yes, there are no more rules. That which was true even a week ago may not be true now. And the single best guidance I can give you is to really have a very strong relationship with your own divinity. If you still perceive it as something outside yourself, then call on it a lot for guidance. If you reach the point where you have embodied it, where there is no longer a significant difference between your divine and your human, if they have integrated well, then you just, even at that level as a human, will know what to do because you are divinely conscious. And, you know, things are very much in flux. Even the divine doesn't know exactly how this is going to play out. And therefore, if you wish to be of service, if you wish to be guided from within, then I just strongly recommend just each moment asking, what would you have me do? What's mine to do right now? Feel, know from within, from your intuition, and just do that. And that's the single best piece of advice I can give. Because I've even had times when my higher self gave me a particular assignment, I started doing it and said, oh, course change, something just shifted, go do this now. So it's not a good time to be all in rigid rules and thinking things have to be a certain way. It's a great time to be very flexible, very divinely connected, and very open to the moment-by-moment guidance. Is that a helpful answer?
Yeah, it is helpful and resonating. Maybe just to specify what specifically some people say, that specifically those of us who worked a lot with different, like, whatever, light beings, mm-hmm. or Pleiadians or whoever, there's been, like, a number of messages saying that that should shift from now on, like, that as if they are all, that how to say, chapter is over in a way. I wonder if you... Like, maybe more specifically, if you resonate with that, like calling all kind of beings, connecting with all kind of beings, if that's still valid. I'm really simplifying it, of course.
No.
Just to make it, like, straight to the point, so to speak.
I would say, again, are you going to accept those people's words as your external authority? Or are you going to feel within yourself what you're supposed to do? There may be some people whose exact assignment is to continue working with those beings, and there may be others whose gig is to move to something different. You know, there's no one rule for everybody. Each of us, I think, is being given unique, one-of-a-kind assignments, and I would hesitate to accept anything anyone out there is saying as your truth, and I would turn within and just feel within yourself, what is my truth, what is my guidance? Am I called to work with these beings or not? And just know for yourself from within what your own answer is to that. Mm. A lot of responsibility, isn't it?
Actually, it's not. It's not whenever you're whenever you're connected and you just do as you are, just be you. It's if you be you, then it's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So
is that helpful?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do you feel complete for now?
Maybe there's just the last thing, but I'm a bit self-conscious of taking up too much time.
Oh, we're good.
It's good. Like, I'm also noticing, like, for me personally, especially lately, I feel a lot like being in the zero point, so to speak, like, mm-hmm. really neutral space.
Yes.
That feels really good in a way, but at the same time I feel far less energy to go and serve in whatever way, like to offer service, whether it's for free or for money, all this kind of mission driven kind of energies, I don't feel them anymore. So, like, I feel like, okay, I just maybe want to have a family, which I still have questions about, like, blah, 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 how that manifests. But, like, I feel less, kind of, at least for the moment, less energy around all this mission kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's only me personally or whether it's something about the overall energy. So I'm, like, really like, oh, what I'm supposed to do? Maybe just a phase. I don't know. But I really feel far less energy in it.
I get it. Do you want to address that?
I'm not sure that, I mean, because everything has changed so dramatically, and we don't know how long that change will last, just being in the now is perfect. So what is your now? What is your, if you're being led to write something and post it on Facebook or on your Twitter feed, then that's your service. Just go today to day. And yeah, I don't know what will programs and things that we have done in the past that maybe were something that were long running, will they still be necessary? It's hard to say that because we're right now. So I would just, I know I'm not being real clear, but, you know, I just finished a priestess initiation program.
Whoa.
And I just finished it this week. This week. And already, even though the hoop I was in is just, we're just so tight, it's already feeling so yesterday in some respects because everything has changed. I feel for myself, what's most important right now is the vibration that you're holding. What is your vibration? That, because that's what I feel is called for right now as a light worker in my experience for myself, holding my vibration. That's my mission for this moment, and I don't know what it'll be for the next moment.
My answer to your question is that enthusiasm is your higher self pointing you in a certain direction. If your enthusiasm is to become more of a normal person and have a family and move into more of a domestically focused life, then maybe that's exactly what your soul needs right now. It's just, there is no, again, it sounds like you have this idea that you should be some kind of out there light worker. But if that's an idea that's not relevant right now, then maybe it's time to do a more family focus. Again, there's no rule book. There's only your own internal guidance. So I would just encourage you to follow whatever that may be. So I would like to now, there's some things that have been typed I want to share. Do you feel complete for now?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Great questions. I'm going to mute you back. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. So what do we got here? Someone typed, "Hello, dear Benjamin and everyone. I have not been joining for a while. It would be great to hear your perspective on what is happening on Earth currently." I think that was you who just talked, so we got that. What is Singha? Singha is tobacco tea. And if you were looking, then you may have noticed I raised a shell and drank it first on my left nostril and then on my right. Left side is for clearing. Right side is for bringing in energy. And tobacco is a very potent prayer enhancer, possibly the most potent one. And I was raising on the left to support the clearing and healing of everyone on the call or on the recording. And on the right side, I was bringing in new vitality, kind of like Popeye scarfing down a can of spinach to empower the work that we were doing. So that's a quick and simple answer. Thank you very much both for holding this healing space. Much gratitude. Thank you. Any other questions? There are no raised hands at the moment. We might be complete, but at this point, when the Q&A, if someone needs to leave the call, that's fine. But we have a little more time for a little more Q&A if someone wishes to ask. It looks like, does anyone else who hasn't spoken have a question? I guess we're done. Okay, almost. So we are in a moment going to close the Mesa. But I would like to see, do you have any last thoughts you wanted to share?
You know, yesterday there was a global meditation and it went on all day. on Unify, which is the name of the Facebook page. I hope some of you were able to tap into that. Yeah, it's just such an exciting time right now. And again, as I said, we are the ones that we've been waiting for. We are the ones. We are so poised to be living and breathing and serving in this time. And I think that as time wears on, what the vibration that we hold and the way that we interface with the world as it is today will continue raising the curve and bringing as many into the space, raising the vibration. This is what everyone on Earth has been asking for currently. All the souls on Earth have been wanting this. In one way or another, depending on which way they're wanting to polarize. So, yeah, just be you and be your best you. And I don't mean that through striving. I mean that through just being in the heart, staying in the heart, and radiating that love. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's all I got, baby.
All right. Before we close, I'll just mention, again, on the meta level, this is a free call. Anyone was welcome to attend this live. If you're not already a member of Awakening Plus, then this call is going to be archived there. And when these last two calls go in, there will be, at that moment, 222 calls archived in the library, all of which you can, you know, stream or download anytime once you become a member. And right now it's just like $19 a month, very, very inexpensive. So if you would like ongoing support, and some of the Awakening Plus calls are live and announced in my newsletter and such, but there are also, especially lately, lots of bonus events that only members attend. There's another one tomorrow night where we're going to kind of hang out and do a group support call. And there will be many more bonus calls in addition to the three that are, you know, an official part of the membership. So if this felt good to you, there's tons more calls that are awesome as well. Great for healing, great for awakening, and all sorts of other stuff. So if that tempts you, then I invite you to go check out awakeningplus.com. And finally, I'm also an astrologer and a shaman and a life coach. So if any of that interests you, then my site, astroshaman.com, has all that information. End of advertisement. So let's shut this thing down. And once again, thank you all so much for being here. So the closing of the mace is very, very quick. So I invite you to remain for that if you can.
Pachamama Namakia Wirakocha Inti Kwi
Allies, thank you so much for your beautiful support for all these beautiful people. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for the awakening. Thank you for all the blessings you've bestowed upon us and continue to give. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Any of you working with anyone who's heard our voices today, please remain with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Makisla and I request that you stay with us always. So if you all would like to close the mesa with us, you can take your hands, put them out in front of you, put them about a foot apart, and we're going to say a few words, then count to three. After the count of three, we'll clap and seal the work. Ready with the traditional phrasing?
Yeah.
Where would you have us go? Where would you... I'm sorry, let's start again. Yeah. Let's have it be us.
Okay.
So, let's one more time. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us say? And to whom? One, two, three. All right, we're complete. Thank you all so much. So grateful to you all. And we wish you many blessings in this extraordinary, unprecedented time of awakening and shift of consciousness. So it's going to be a bumpy ride, but it's going to be amazing. Remember, the more awake you stay, the less bumpy it gets for you personally. So, I forgot. I was going to mention how to keep the awakening strong. Instead of getting all verbal with it, let me just tell you where to go again. So if you like that embodied awakening tool and the healing tool that we use, those are described fully and for free on my site, astroshaman.com. The menu bar, the last word is invocations. Click that. The two posts that you will see when you click through to that will tell you everything you need to know. So thanks again for being here, and many blessings to you all. Goodbye.
Enjoy your day.